You're listening to But Wait, There's More. This is our Faith Made Clear series, short conversations where we believe clarity is kindness, and kindness starts with truth.
Hey friends, welcome back to the podcast. Today, we're talking about something all of us feel, I think, every single day from the moment our notifications wake us up until they wake us up again in the middle of the night, whether we realize it or not. Digital discipleship is what I want to talk to you about today. We live in a world where our phones disciple us before we even get out of bed, where algorithms and notifications and endless scrolling of feeds are shaping our habits, our emotions, our attention, our desires, and our worldview. So the question Christians need to be asking is not, does technology affect me? The question is, who or what is discipling me most in my life? And my hope for today is to offer some clarity on the digital world we're swimming in and to also give a hopeful, practical way forward as followers of Jesus. So let's walk through this together. You know, it's pretty obvious and doesn't need to be said, but when you open the pages of the Bible, you're not going to find the word digital, but it does speak very clearly about discipleship. That's the slow, steady shaping of a person's heart. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." The question isn't if you're being shaped, it's what is doing the shaping. Jesus said in Matthew 6, where your treasure is, what you value, what you treasure, what you cling to, what you love, there your heart will be also. And in our time, you could almost substitute treasure with attention. Where your attention goes, your heart follows. Proverbs talks about guarding the heart. It's the wellspring of life. In fact, it says above all else. That's all the things you could be doing. Above all else, guard your hearts. Paul talks about taking every thought captive. Scripture consistently tells us that formation is something that is happening all the time through our habits, our inputs, our rhythms, and the voices we listen to. Technology has simply accelerated what the Bible has always warned us about, that we become like what we behold. And in a digital world full of noise and speed and pressure, we need to be asking, am I being formed into Christ-likeness, or am I being formed into whatever the algorithm wants from me today? And here's where we need clarity and compassion. We now live in an attention economy. That means every platform is designed, literally engineered, to keep you and me hooked, to keep us scrolling, to keep us coming back again and again, not because they're evil, but because they were designed to gain our attention, and our attention is their product. That means you and I were always being nudged. We're always being shaped. We're always being formed and discipled by something. And understand, your digital habits are spiritual habits. They're not neutral. They're not harmless. They are absolutely, soulfully, spiritually formational. But let's be honest. Most people don't mean to be distracted or divided or overwhelmed. That's not our intent. We don't wake up in the morning with that on our mind. We just are tired and we're lonely and overwhelmed and we have too much on our plate, and we are in the midst of that searching for something, for connection, for meaning, for relief, for that next dopamine hit, whatever it is. And I believe God meets us right there. God's not shaming you for your Scream Time report. Mine hits every Sunday morning, like at 9 o'clock. Is that everybody? Mine hits Sunday mornings around 9 o'clock. So I've been here in the building. I've been preparing and praying and serving with our volunteers and getting ready for our church service to start. I'm usually in elder meeting and I get that screen time report and immediately I start going, oh, I feel bad. But God is not the one shaming me for that. He's not disappointed that I get sucked into the scroll. But here's what he's doing. He is always offering something better. He is offering a way for me to be human again. Christian discipleship does not necessarily reject technology. It reorders technology. It places technology under the lordship of Jesus Christ, surrendered to him, not him surrendered to it. So how do we live faithfully in a digital world? It's not slowing down and it's not going backwards. So let me give you some simple practices. First, simple stuff. Start your day with God before you start with your phone. Simple, but how hard is that? I don't know about you, but my alarm is on my phone. And so the first thing I touch in the morning, the first thing I look at is my phone. And it's so hard in that moment to not just turn the alarm off and then do the next app, the next thing that you would naturally do. But what it would happen if you started your day with God before you started with your phone, because the first voice you hear often becomes the loudest voice in your life. So give God those first few minutes of your day. Practice number two, create friction, okay? Your phone makes everything easy. That's the whole concept between there's an app for that. But sometimes easy is the enemy of holy. So turn off the notifications. Move the distracting apps off of your home screen. Put scripture or prayer apps within reach on the front page so they're the first thing that you see or go to. Third practice, curate your inputs. I know you know this. Not every voice deserves access to your soul. So it's time to unfollow someone, right? Unfollow accounts that stir envy. Unfollow accounts that stir anger. Unfollow accounts that stir comparison. Unfollow accounts that stir up lust. Unfollow all of those things that are driving you in places that in your honest days, you would say, I never want to go there. Follow voices instead that push you toward Jesus. Follow voices that push you toward joy in knowing the Lord. Follow accounts that increase your humility and increase your godly wisdom. Curate those inputs. Don't just let everything in. Fourth practice, trade consumption for communion. Now, this every moment you spend scrolling could be traded for something richer. I feel that way, usually around like minute 27 of scrolling, that I could have spent my time in something richer than this, a prayer, a scripture, a walk, a conversation, or what feels so frightening to me, just sitting and being present with myself and with the Lord in silence. Small swaps like this can dramatically shape your heart. Practice number five, this is a good one. You ready? Practice digital Sabbaths, okay? One evening a week or one stretch on the weekend with no social media or minimal screens. Light some candles. Put on the vinyl record that you have had in your cabinet for all this time, or you're just that cool, right? Let your soul breathe. Let your attention reset and let God regain the center of your life as you practice a digital Sabbath. Last practice, remember that technology makes a wonderful tool and a terrible master. Your phone isn't your enemy, but it's not a good shepherd. Only Jesus is. Digital discipleship simply means I refuse to let my devices form me more than my Lord does. So here's my prayer for you today, that you would live with holy awareness in a noisy world, that you would be shaped more by scripture than by screens, and that you would allow Jesus, not the algorithm, to have the loudest voice in your life. Thanks for listening today, and until next time, keep walking in truth and love together.